for 6 years, they plotted and planned. And they launched not just a coup, but some could call it almost an insurrection. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Annellior, James Comey, Andy McCabe, they get away with it. They totally get away with it. There's no justice. Durham book report, no justice. There's more evidence and a stronger case to charge Strzok, Comey, Page, McCabe with insurrection than any of the Proud Boys or Donald Trump. I'll say that again. There is more. Not all insurrections are riots. These people attempted to subvert and overthrow our system of elective governance. How is that not an insurrection? They used leaks and lies to subvert our system of electoral government. And again, not all insurrections are riots. So now that, you know, they're trying to charge Donald Trump as an insurrectionist, you know who the true insurrectionists are? Strzok, Comey, Page, they'll never get attempted with that. But these are silent coups done in a subterranean fashion, below the surface in the administrative state. Joining us now is Kash Patel. Kash, welcome to the program. So Kash, I'm very bitter here. No one's going to go to jail. They all get away with it. They get full pension. They get CNN contributorships. There is no justice. Am I missing anything, Kash? The floor is yours.
Charlie, it's great to be with you, and I am equally bitter and fit to be tied. I was Durham's biggest champion. I've been on your show supporting his work over the last year and a half, and now is the time I become his biggest critical analyst because he failed. He failed. He regurgitated the Russiagate report, which Devin and I wrote 5 years ago, and he had a little more, you know, nuts and bolts to it, but who cares? We already knew all of the crimes that you have outlined that were committed by the people you talked about, like the Comeys, McCabe, Strzok, Clapper, Brennan, etc. What he did was maybe land a political victory because he's got the fake news at least coming out with the headlines that the FBI is devastated. Of course, they're devastated. They're criminal. But what you're talking about, what I've been talking about, what I've been hoping for is that there would be a prosecution of these individuals. And at the way he laid it out, he basically said all but everything that means you're a criminal and came up short. And I don't know if Garland stopped him or if he didn't have the gall to do it, but either way, it's wholly insufficient. And people like Andy McCabe, whose pension was restored, our House of Representatives and Republican majority should zero that out immediately based on this report alone.
Yeah, they likely won't. I'm just being honest. It just seems as if they're afraid. Let's just be honest. Most House Republicans are afraid of the FBI. They're afraid of the dirt the FBI has on them. They're afraid of the administrative state. They're afraid of the Department of Justice. They live in fear of the fourth branch of government. So Kash, this reminds me of, remember that report? Oh, Hillary Clinton mishandled sensitive information and smashed, but we're not going to indict. But here's the thing. They're going all after Donald Trump. They've indicted Trump in New York. I mean, Kash, this feels so flagrant. Powerful, secretive police organizations are a death to free societies. They're a death. The police must be under control of the people. They must be under control of the sovereign or have some check and balance. And basically, what we have seen is they're untouchable. They do whatever they want. In fact, they're only more powerful than before this, Kash. And this was an attempted insurrection against our republic. Your thoughts?
You're absolutely right. Look, the FBI has become the police state. America does not have a single-tier system of justice. America cannot lecture the rest of the world on how good our judiciary is. Our judiciary and the FBI are corrupt criminal gangsters, and they have put it on full display. You need look no further than Chris Wray's FBI statement immediately following the Durham report, which essentially said, we fixed everything, so if we were in power back then, none of this would have happened. That might be the biggest lie to come out of any government gangster's mouth since Hillary Clinton. And that is part of the cover-up. They've already started to work with the fake news. They're saying, oh, we learned our lesson. That's why nobody needs to get prosecuted. And since we were selectively targeting Donald Trump, it doesn't matter because we were trying to save America when they were actually breaking the laws you said, committing insurrection acts by trying to overthrow a duly elected president in Donald Trump and subvert democracy by ruining his administration, not just with Russiagate, but with everything else that came after that. The Steele dossier was the basic roadmap to how they kept doing it version after version, all the way to Hunter Biden's laptop and the 51 Intel letter. And they're never going to stop. You're right, because the politicians in Washington, D.C. even the Republicans, want to be best friends with the FBI and the administrative state so they can get paid when they get out of government service.
And they get away with it. So, Cash, help me understand. Did we learn anything in this report, or is this just the Nunes Cash report, you know, reorganized with different citations? I don't think we learned anything.
Look, I'm probably being a little selfish on this one, but no, we didn't learn anything. And that's why I'm being harshly critical of John Durham. He added a little more window dressing to some facts that we already knew about all the culprits. Okay, that's good to have some of those details. The only thing that we learned was what we put out, the truth, 5 years ago, was just that, the truth. And the media helped destroy and bury Donald Trump based on the lies from the administrative state. And that's what I'm saying. The political win, if there's any win here, is that Donald Trump can now go out there and say, CNN, Jake Tapper, and everybody else is saying, this is a devastating blow to the FBI. They did conduct criminal acts, and they had absolutely zero basis to investigate Donald Trump. Politically speaking, that seems to be priceless, but I'm with you on the conventional speak of accountability, and we don't have any. We've been calling for it for 5 years, and James Comey wrote an entire book on how great he is, and now we have the single silver bullet that kills James Comey's book. He had no justification to launch an investigation into Donald J. Trump. Those couple of sentences are valuable politically, but I'm with you on the frustration accountability. People belong in prison. Gina Haspel, the former director of the CIA, launched Russiagate overseas when she was CIA station chief. Nothing has happened to her. I haven't even seen if John Durham even interviewed her when she was the one running and quarterbacking this entire cover-up operation with Rosenstein and Ray. So it's a fail to me.
And in fact,
to accountability.
We got this mini-series talking about how great Comey is, called the Comey Rule. And, I mean, these people are making more money than ever before. They get to go and act like they're victims because they try to stop Donald Trump. Here's Peter Strzok, Stroke Smirk, Cut 41. Peter Strzok is a free man. You know who's not free? January 6th defendants who got in a brawl outside of the Capitol. Let me be very clear. Peter Strzok did something far more evil than what people physically did outside of the Capitol. Not excusable. It's not excusable what people did outside of the Capitol physically. What Peter Strzok did is more than just get in a heated altercation and a fight outside of the Capitol because his temper went up. No, no, no. What Peter Strzok did was deliberate, was methodical. It was day after day. It was high treason. But he gets more money than ever before. Play Cut 41.
The data is too great to ignore. So, yes, I believe that the president is compromised by the Russians. And I think that takes a lot of form. I think it comes through financial entanglements that he is fighting to become known, that the Russians know about and can hold over him. I also think it comes from the way they're able to play into his ego and his strange fascination and coziness with dictators and authoritarians around the world.
He's wealthier than a lot of you now. He's making money on cable news deals. He's lecturing. I think he's lecturing at Georgetown, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's a lecturer. He's making six figures. The founding fathers set up a system where we do not have a domestic secretive police force that can take political dissidents off the chessboard that they don't like. McCabe, Comey, all these people, untouchable. And we had an opportunity through Durham. So what is it, Cash? Did they have dirt on Durham? Was Durham threatened? Was Durham afraid of losing in court again? You were very bullish on Durham. I'm not blaming you, obviously. I mean, you believed in the best of people. Why did Durham deliver one of the great disappointments in American judicial history?
Probably because he is a part of the institutionalization process. He wants to make sure the FBI and DOJ are somewhat hurt by the truth, but not destroyed. And that was Durham's problem, to me, in hindsight. He wasn't willing to go that extra step. When people are calling for defunding the entire FBI and DOJ, I understand their frustration, and I disagree with the endpoint conclusion. I think they need to be completely overhauled. And John Durham had the chance to deliver the mechanism in federal court to say, hey, we can do this methodically by holding the criminals culpable, even when they're working at the highest levels of government. But he, like Bill Barr, like Chris Wray, like Rod Rosenstein, and everybody else who I've now convinced are all friends and are all in on it together, wanted to make sure the institutions survived the day. And that's what Durham's done. And if you want to call him a coward, or whether he's afraid, or whether somebody had the goods on him, I gave that guy all the leeway in the world, and now I will give him no quarter. He failed America when it needed it most. And this moment in history will come back to hurt us because it will cause an overcorrection by a populace that is so hungry for accountability and didn't receive it. And that is what gets us into trouble when we look forward to 2024.
Look, in January 6th, the violence inexcusable and all that, we've never defended it. But you get pressure cooker behavior when people lose all faith in the government that's supposed to represent them. I'm not justifying it. I'm not trying to defend it, because it's not defensible to get violent. We've never said that. But instead, you must not be shocked when people start acting in belligerent ways when your government is more corrupt than any other time. Cash Patel's book is Government Gangsters. Check it out. It is Cash Patel. Cash, I know you're on the road. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.